wanted to ask you just on your background on kickoff returns. How much had you done of that prior to that preseason game against the Lions?
I've been back there practicing it, you know, the whole time I've been here. You know, that was just my only chance to, you know, go out there and do it live, you know, get some live action at it. But I like it, though, you know. It's something different, you know. It can be a good thing, be productive with it.
What do you like about it?
Just the fact that, you know, they trust me enough and they like me enough to put me back there. You know, that's not usually a position that a guy my size is usually in, you know. So, you know, I just like the fact that, you know, I can go back there and hopefully make some things happen.
How much had you ever done that before, prior to coming to the Patriots?
I did it in high school. You know, I did a little bit at Oregon. You know, that's about it. You know, I hadn't done it since I've been in the league again.
And what do you think makes a good kickoff returner?
Guys that can return kicks, I guess.
Good answer.
Obviously, you're talking to Scotty O about it, but who are some of the other guys maybe in this locker room that you're leaning on for a little bit of advice when it comes to something like that?
Just some guys that have done it before, you know, Julian, you know, Devin, you know, just Slater, you know, some guys like that has done it before. You know, they give me key pointers, you know, some tips about it, about how it's done, you know, some things to look out for. So, you know, I just kind of look at those guys and ask some questions as I go.
Is there something that they've told you that makes you go, I didn't even, you know, didn't even think about that before?
Nah, I mean, I pay attention in meetings, so I kind of just figured that out along the way.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams when you signed or got traded here that you would be doing that?
I didn't know what to expect. I just know the fact that they liked me enough to trade for me, you know. And I came out here open minded, you know, with the intention of making this team and doing everything I can to make a good impact.
Do you expect to be returning kicks this week one?
We'll see how it goes. But you know, we have a few guys out there working in a rotation, to see who's going to be the starter.
14 rookies made the team, Garrett. You were a rookie once. What was it like to go from the preseason to that opener? How much of a difference was it? Were there extra nerves and jitters for week one of your rookie year?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you just go out there and you're playing against some of the guys that you've watched growing up, you know. So it's always, you know, it's always a little bit nervous, a little bit exciting, you know, a little butterflies here and there. So, I mean, it's just going out there and looking at those guys that you watch play and meeting those guys that you watch play is just a really different feeling.
As a rookie, do you remember your welcome to the NFL moment?
My first carry was against the Steelers, and you know, it went for like eight or 9 yards, and the guy that tackled me was Polamalu. So that was pretty exciting at the time. I was like, it wasn't exciting to get tackled, but I got tackled by Polamalu, somebody that I watched growing up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool.
What's your anticipation to start the regular season and get everything going? I know you go through preseason, but you kind of get dialed up once these games start.
You know, we approach it, you know, just like we would approach, you know, any other game. You know, we approach it, and we're gonna be all dialed in, and we're gonna be tuned in, and we're gonna go out there and you know, tweak some things. I know they have things that we haven't seen, you know, with the new D coordinator, and they have a lot of things that we have things that they haven't seen. So we're just gonna go out there and try to prepare as hard as we can to, you know, to go out there and get a win.
Is it hard not to overlook a team like Buffalo with all that stuff they have going on, specifically, you know, like quarterback?
They have good players, you know. They have Spiller, they have Jackson, you know, they have Steve Johnson. So they got some good players, you know, and, you know, as long as the ball is in their hands, this, you know, you always have a chance to win. So, you know, we got to stop them from making big plays. You know, that's kind of a thing for them. So, you know, you can never overlook anybody, you know, anybody in this league, because, you know, you can lose to anyone.
Have the people of Foxborough embraced the Caprice?
What about the Caprice?
Do they like it?
Of course.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, man, of course they love it. They love it. I love it. No, that's my baby, huh?
Is there like a story behind it?
Growing up, I seen, you know, where I grew up at, you know, in the hood, I seen a lot of people driving cars like that, you know, and I was like, one day I'm going to get one. And then I did, you know, I love it. I love it. People love the car. I like it. It's a lot.
How big are those rims?
28 inches.
Yeah. They're huge, man.
I love them, man. It's a cool car. It's nice, really nice inside, everything. So I had the whole thing customized, so it's a pretty cool car. I like it.
Yeah,
that's probably gonna help me in the long run. You never know. It's probably gonna help me in the long run.
So you just kept the outside. You kind of took it, made it better on the inside.
Yeah, see, he's a little surprise for everybody. They only a few people seen the inside of it. I might just drive around with the doors open one day.
What year is that,
bro? 93. Yeah, 93 Caprice.
Nice.
Hey, a little throwback.
It turns my head every time I see it in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's my baby. I love that car.